Hey everybody, it's Jeff from J2K Podcast, coming to you here live on the Deschutes River. I wanted to let you all know that we recorded an extra podcast just for today for these episodes for you, because Justin is on vacation and Jeff is on the river and Christine is holding down the fort. Somebody's got to work. So, here is the latest episode. It's kind of deeper than the water in the toilet bowl, but you be the judge.
Oh, hey everybody.
Oh, you know
what? Welcome to the podcast. J2K Podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Manicure Christine.
Yes, you are.
Thinking about getting a mani.
This particular podcast is going to go out at an unknown date.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Like, we're getting one in the can for when we're not around.
I'm not taking anything in the can.
Well.
So,
Was that 12 seconds? Before we talked about potties, cans.
No, he's talking about in the butthole.
Oh.
Butthole.
Is that what a can is? A butthole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice can.
Got it.
Thank you for explaining, Justin. She's catching up.
So it's my friend's birthday tomorrow, and I was thinking about taking my friend, my GF, my Thinking about taking my best lady to get a mani or a pedi or a massage.
You should totally do it.
You'll have to give me some suggesties.
Yeah.
On where to take her.
Okay.
Well, the place we went, babe.
Maybe you could go with us.
I wouldn't recommend.
Although
the place
you go
that
there,
went
it's so dirty.
It's so dirty.
Yeah, don't go there.
Well, what happened was a place I've been going to for a very long time, like 7 years, and it was previously run by a couple who now works out of Portland, and they're like, extended family has taken over, and it is dirty.
If I wouldn't have been with Christine,
you wouldn't have gone.
Like, the girl that did my feet would probably be my wife now. Like, they would have made me marry her.
Oh,
she's also like 14.
Yeah, to keep her in the country.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I will tell you this:
they do a good leg massage.
Freaking hot water bubble bath for your feet with foot rub and sugar scrub, like leg rub. That's pretty good stuff.
From her, I'd be like, am I going to get arrested for this?
I have another place I can recommend.
No,
she was there.
I recommend right now the lady that does my business waxing. Yeah. Fizz Spas.
Okay.
Phiz Fizz Spa, I believe so.
Oh, okay.
They do massage, they do waxing, they facials, probably do manis, pedis. Super cool. It's a little bit more money, but it is amazing. Super clean.
That's
super cool
gift.
People. Like, I went and got my downstairs mix-up waxed, and I took Christine with me. She sat in the room. We did?
I think we may have talked about the...
I'm worried that if they wax my my satchel,
yeah,
that it would just... That skin is thin, baby. I'm worried that it just like...
That's hot wax.
No, the ball sack is fine. It's right above the shaft. That hair.
Oh, okay.
Woo, hello, Dolly.
And a lot of people don't know this. They have a vat of wax. You just dip it in there. You give it a you just teabag the wax. And then they just rip the wax off of you.
She puts it on a stick.
Like this.
That bloop. Jeff just demonstrated on the phone. So I hope you don't have your headphones in. You just got Jeff's balls in your ears.
It's on a stick.
So
bloop.
And the other thing is this unknown time when this podcast goes out, your lady's birthday. Like, I was so hoping she was coming over, but
yeah,
I understand why she's not. But I was totally gonna get like a cake and candles and everything. So I'm glad that you told me.
Her family wanted to.
Then I would have all that shit.
That was nice, though.
I would have bought all the stuff.
Yeah, Jeff's so nice. As soon as I was like, it's my lady friend's birthday, he was like, oh, I'm going to cook a huge meal not chicken salad. I'm gonna cook this huge meal.
Chicken salad.
And we'll get her cake and we'll have candles. Such a nice guy.
We never need an excuse to have cake, so.
Ooh, I loves me some cake too. There's a place in town that's cake only bakery. They make amazing cakes.
Where's that?
Jerry Frank's Conditori.
Wait, is that the place we went to? Conditori?
And that's the place I'm going to tonight. All right,
everybody, I'd just like to throw out an apology for typing chicken salad into a message when I was going to grill pieces of chicken in a pan and then add it to a salad that was going to be mixed up in a bowl.
So it's like...
I apologize sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
Would you like some salad chicken sandwiches?
I am so sorry.
The Conditori, is that across from Best Little?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Conditori or Conditori.
I always call it Conditori.
The Conditori, I like to call
Conditori.
It.
Conditori.
We've eaten cake there before.
Yeah, with the really drunk pea-smelling lady.
Oh my god, the homeless lady that came in. Oh yeah, yeah.
Even homeless people love cake, you guys.
Man, she was...
So, I may bathe in pee, but she bathes in pee.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for that.
Like, mine's mixed with water. Hers is not. It's concentrate.
Well, it's because she pees her pants.
Right. Anyway, so I would like to talk about this particular subject for a minute or seven. When you, there are people in this world, and I'm not trying to be a racist, but most of them are white. You say, hey, how's it going? And they say, living the dream.
Oh, Jesus.
Living the dream, baby.
It's so negative to me.
Well,
just another day in paradise.
Yeah, the connotation that brings to me is that they are suffering and they don't like where they're at. And they're saying that as a way to be like, oh, joke about how I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Like spiritually.
This is sarcasm and I hate my life. End it for me.
So, and for example, the other day, there's a guy who's a security officer where I work. And we're in the back, like in the employee dining room where magic happens. A lot of the time. And he sits down and I'm just like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, living the dream. And I said, because I've been thinking about this. We had talked about it a while ago.
I brought it up.
Yeah, you did.
Because everybody here in Oregon says it.
Well, you texted it to me, I think.
I don't remember people in Missouri saying living the dream.
No one has ever said that to me.
So this guy might be all the time at work.
So this guy said this. And I said, really? This is your dream? To be working security for shit money, eating, like, processed food. Like, this is what your dream is. Like, if you're to, like, shut your eyes and imagine yourself in the very best possible scenario for yourself, living the best version of you, it's in this casino? Well, no. But he went on to, like, he made up some story about how he lived the dream before, like, prior in his life, and now he's just biding his time for something else. But it made me think, you know, it's like.
It's definitely cultural. It's definitely just something people say, but it is a sarcastic thing to say about the life that you do not want to be.
So, but how do we live? How do we live our lives? And, like, this was brought up by your brother. How do we live our lives where we are working to live instead of living to work?
My brother says, I work to live. Like, I'm working because we need to transition to how often boys fart at some point.
But not right now. You stay with this, girl.
Your brother said what?
But he works to live. Like, he's one of those people that he, like, I think you
he
are.
He travels and has
Yeah, he travels and like, people have different ways they choose to live.
His job
life.
Is not
You'll
his
have,
life.
Like, the nicest car, you have the nicest house, you have to accumulate all of these things, but he's one of those people, he's very minimalist, he never buys a new car, he always buys a used car, he always, like, lives in somebody's house and rents a room versus, like, owns a house, and he never works full-time, but he has literally had an opportunity to not work for periods of time in his life, because he doesn't have to have everything, where I am the person that, like, works a million hours, but I have, like, I always buy a new car, I always have a house, and I do all these things, and I'm kind of jealous of the way, like, he has this ability to, like, enjoy life, Whereas I'm at work like 12 hours a day, and then my weekends are like trying to get mental balance for those 2 days I'm not at work. And he just can take like a year off and just have the money because he doesn't have all these crazy things. Like, I've got a cable bill that's $220 a month. I have to have the newest phone. I have to get a manicure and all these things that I waste my money on instead of like saving for what you really need and then enjoying life.
Yeah.
But so, the reason that I started to say this,
how do you transition to that?
No, I think you can live the life you live and live your dream somehow.
Yeah.
Or there's a give and take that has to happen where you make some concessions and then you enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, can we talk about
that? That was
this
my
now?
Knee popping. I've got the worst knees.
So for those of you who don't know, I've been dating Jeff almost 2 years now. It'll be 2 years this October. And I have never in my life met a man that farts as much as he does. And it's like,
Justin,
and they're loud.
Every time Justin comes over here,
he
farts,
that's the
man.
Thing. So I also think that my previous men that I've been with have been like anomalies.
They're
when it comes to frequency.
They're afraid to fart around
they're
you.
They're fraidy farters.
Because you're like, I don't toot. I don't fart. And Christine has admitted on the podcast that she holds it in until it works its way up her body.
And then she has a shitty attitude.
And then she...
I have a shit breath because it comes out in a burp.
Yeah, she burps it out. Yeah, she holds her gas in so long, she burps.
No, she doesn't burp either.
And it smells
it
like Taco
right
Bell.
It goes right to her brain. It's infected her. It smells like Taco Bell.
Anyways, but I have recently discovered after being on a road trip with another person who isn't a fraidy farter, my brother, that Jeff is not...
Not the only
a
one.
A frequent farter. He's
I'm a
normal
human being.
Yeah, he's like in the norm. He's
I'm
in the bell curve.
I'm a comedic farter.
Yeah, and he's
like I have
funny
taken to
farts.
Like rolling over and having a moment with her, like in bed, and I'll have a hold of her arm.
He'll like look at
and
me
I'll
lovingly
look in, her eyes,
in the
and
eye,
and then I'll squeeze her arm as I'm farting at the same time.
So
I'm a whoopee cushion.
I will think of a new way to make farts funny every single time. And the last one was, hey, honey, come here. Will you feel my stomach? There's like a hard spot, right? Push right here. And as soon as she pushed.
That's awesome. That's so great.
You fixed it. Oh, my God. You're amazing. Thank you.
Is she on her way?
No, she's still in where she lives.
Okay.
Dang it.
Yeah. So.
Well, how are you like, so Jeff's farts, when I first started dating him, like. I also, like, one night I woke up in the middle of the night when he spent the night over. And I was like, I had to leave that room.
Oh,
so bad.
It's only been two or three times out of almost 3 years that it's, like, so bad.
2 years.
She's like,
2 years.
Oh my God!
We've only been together 2 years.
Isn't it coming up on three?
It's coming up on two.
So
what?
We've been together 2 years.
Seems like three, babe.
My girlfriend said she was in the kitchen and it was so bad that her daughter came in and was like, what fucking smells like trash?
How
what
old's
smells
daughter?
Like 25.
Oh, okay. Thank
what
goodness.
Smells like fucking garbage? Oh my God.
Did she say it was the garbage?
Huh? I think she just did it and left.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
So wait a minute, I'm confused. Who farted?
It's not
the daughter or the mom?
The mom.
Okay.
So it's not just men. Women fart just as much. You just hold yours in.
Yeah.
You're missing life.
I have farted a couple times in front of him.
Yeah?
I'm a little
my
bored.
Favorite is when it's in the bathroom and she's yelling at her ass, are you through yet?
Have we not talked about this?
Let out
podcast?
That cheeky squeaky, baby.
Yeah, we have.
I feel think. Like we've talked about this.
What's your thing on the living the dream?
Oh, living the dream is sarcastic and sad. If you are not enjoying life and I ask you how it's going... Feel free to say so. I wouldn't have asked.
I know.
A lot of people, you know, on the other hand, ask, how's it going? And don't care.
Well, what I have learned.
It's just a
yeah,
cultural saying.
It is a cultural thing. I've learned it's better to say, good to see you, than you don't get a response.
Well, that's what I was going on with, too, yeah. Is like, people, we are conditioned to respond, to greet and respond in certain ways. And we don't really even want to know about whatever it is.
Half the time you're like in the street and you're like, you're on your way somewhere and you're like, hey, how's it going? You're like, I really don't have time to hear that. I gotta go. So good to see you works really well.
And I guess living the dream has turned into that quick thing that people can say to just like
in passing, how's it going? Like,
this is a funny thing to say. I'm living the drum in paradise.
Well, and another day in paradise. Like, I am with you in this place where we have to do these things to make the money so that we are out, go outside of here and live our life.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that whole connection. It's a connection piece. So how do we live our lives where we are empathetic to those sort of people instead of like being like, what a downer that guy is. How do we...
Let's instead of just being like, okay, you're living the dream, I guess, let's be like, well, I love you and I hope you can actualize your dreams.
Yeah.
Is there...
Like, say that to them?
Make them uncomfortable and stop them and be like, is there... what is your dream? What's your dream?
Yeah.
Is there anything I can help you...
We talked about that a little.
Yeah, and that's what I did with that guy, and then he was talking, but he had certain responses that he was going through, and that was what his thing was. So, but other people are different.
I'm sure you caught
him off guard. Yeah, but so, and somebody, like, we discussed it the other day, like, so what's your dream? Or somebody discussed
it. And what can I do to help you make it a reality?
Oh, it was my coworker, Chris, the pterodactyl.
Yeah, pterodactyl.
I was talking to him about that, and I love Chris because he always offers, like, an alternative. Like, way to think about stuff. Like, I'll ask him a question. I would never think of this. He goes, well, what would your dream be? And I go, well, in this society? He goes, it doesn't have to be in this society. It could be whatever you want. Like, and that blew my fucking mind. It took me a minute to be like, oh, well, I don't even know. Like, if this reality of mine was not, didn't have to be that, what would it look like?
Yeah, you could
you know what I mean? That's like, that's crazy to think about.
If you could be in it, like a pop star. You
know? No, would you like a different reality, like a different,
like you are
dimension. Like I don't know how to explain it. You know what I mean? But not like this, like where this society doesn't exist.
Mm.
Like that blew my mind. So I had to put it within the confines of what I know, the society wise. And it was like, well, first of all, like everybody I know and love, including myself, because not me always. Money wouldn't be an object. It wouldn't be a thing. And food and shelter wouldn't be a thing. And then I would, like, entertain and help people.
Hmm.
Like, that's what I love. Like, it brings me the greatest joy. And it would involve a farm with Christine where we had...
Goats.
Baby goats up the ass. Yeah, but tons of, like, rescue animals. And there would be a nonprofit involved. And it would, like, free to...
But the thing is, once a day, we can go out and pick any one of those animals that we want to eat. And kill that.
No way.
So they better be nice. They're make all the other animals watch. You're being a little shit. Guess what? Now you're dinner.
No way.
Well, you're like, you're going to, remember we talked about this before, and I don't know if it was on the podcast where like the people wore ranger uniforms at our farm.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And you were like, you wanted to get in on that. So you could be like the guy from Jurassic Park that was hunting the velociraptors.
Yeah.
And you get clever gun.
Yeah.
Clever girl.
Clever steak.
We can't eat the pets at the farm. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I don't know if that's a Northwest thing, living the dream. I've heard it other places, but it is everyone you talk to here. Another Northwest thing? Little change of subject here.
Well, another day, another dollar. Same thing.
Oh, yeah, it is. So a little... there are a few. When I moved here, people call their cars rigs.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. It could be a car, a truck.
Moped.
Hey, what kind of tires you got on your rig there?
Really?
Also, doing donuts in a parking lot is doing a cookie. What? People call it doing a cookie.
Like you're doing a single circle. And
I'm like, did you see it snowed in McMinnville? Yeah, I was there earlier. We were cutting cookies. Cutting cookies in the parking lot. I'm like... Were you fucking baking? What are you talking about?
So back where you're from, it's donuts.
It's
donuts.
It's doing a donut.
It's donuts in upstate New York, too.
Doing donuts. Yeah. Everywhere
doing
else.
Doing cookies here.
I think it might be one side of the Mississippi or the other.
That's soda. What did you call it?
Pop?
Like, is it pop?
Either Coke or soda.
Okay, because we called it pop.
Pop.
In New York.
An ice cold pop.
Yeah.
So the thing that pisses me off the most.
I'm all fucked up.
An ice cold. I went in the fridge to get an ice cold pop. So the thing that pissed me off the most, that pisses me off the most, and my my girlfriend caught the wrath of this. She was like,
"Oh my!
It looks like
I can't believe you just did that, oh, babe. It's kind of gross."
Okay, so she that was a fart break. This episode brought to you by Jeff's Flatulence.
I know, Gas Sacks.
The taste that you crave.
Gas Sacks, reach out. He needs it.
So, okay, the Northwest saying that ticks, that really gets under my skin, literally, is when you, okay, let's say you touch an old piece of wood and part of the wood gets stuck in your finger. A little pokey part of the wood gets stuck in your finger. What
splinter.
Is it?
Splinter.
It's a splinter! It's a splinter!
What else is it called?
A sliver.
Oh, a sliver, yeah.
No, it's a splinter.
It's a splinter.
My grandma's from Missouri. She called it slivers.
Oh, it makes me mad. I think it's an old people saying.
I don't know if I've ever like thought so much about like that that it would make me mad. That's funny.
A sliver is a...
Why does it make you mad, though?
A really thin slice of something that's really thick. A sliver of roast beef.
Yeah, or like, I'll take a sliver of that cheesecake.
Oh, I'll take a sliver of cheese. A sliver of cheesecake.
Let's break that down.
I know, why are you so angered upset by it?
Because it doesn't describe what the object is. It's not a little thin, you
know. It's a little piece of wood, a sliver of wood that's in your skin.
It's not. A sliver's not pokey. It's like a sliver is a really thin slice of a bigger object. A sliver of wood would be like they cut a whole side, a whole end of the log off paper thin. And that got stuck in my body somehow. Holy shit, you got a sliver of a log in you.
You're way too literal.
That's so funny.
A splinter is a wee little thing.
I don't know if I would be so aggravated by that.
I don't know why it made me so mad, but it did. Oh, I'm so heated right now.
Oh my god.
Oh dear god.
I'm like, it's like the sneakers versus, wait, what do you guys call them?
Tennis shoes.
Tennies. Yeah. And sneakers.
Tenny runners.
Yeah. Yep. I'm like, I am so pissed they called them tennies.
Tennies.
Sneakers.
Why? Are we sneaking around in them? Is that why
they
are?
I always called them sneakers on the East Coast.
And how about kittens?
Oh, he loves like how I say kitten.
How you say kitten?
Kittens.
Kittens.
Button.
Button. That's my East Coast.
Yeah. I like it.
Anyways. But then we do words. We also make up, like, my family. Transitioning back to another thing. Like, when in our clan or our little group, we have words that we've somehow, like, morphed a little. So they're not quite the real word. So rotisserie chicken is rossiteri chicken.
Rossiteri. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Did you throw it sounds the like a dog chicken that was up there?
I don't know.
It sounds like a breed of dogs. That's a rossiterian.
Well, it sounds like a dude that likes to smoke weed.
Oh, Rastafarian. He's a Rossitarian. Have you seen that Rossitarian? He's got the Rossitarian flag and dreadlocks.
And my grandma used to call the maintenance man. Wait, I'm going to say it wrong. The maintenance man.
Hey, everybody. Right, we're going to take a quick bio break. Be right back.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. We're back from the Cantitori and smoking with the Rossitarians.
I peed so hard just now.
Yeah, there's so good. Shiny drops like on the back wall behind the toilet.
We made it down here in the studio.
Which we know is fat content in your urine.
Yeah, diluted fat.
Well, we avocadoed you up so you have some shiny pee.
Yeah, that good fat.
That's right.
Waking up.
It's nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
It is nighttime.
Super sleepy.
So, another thing that I had written down, and I don't know how this will translate when I read it, but I'll just read it because I don't know. How our egos place people in boxes labeled with how we feel about them to keep us down or in a place where we feel important.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. The guy at work that said live in the dream. Like, my ego wants to put him in a box where he is, like, over the top, self-important, real loud, just takes everything to an extreme that's beyond whatever, so that I can be, like, better than him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely do that. Guilty. guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even somebody being a human being and having a bad day and me jumping immediately to, well, that dude's a huge piece of shit, you know, it, to make myself feel better instead of being another human being and being like, you know what, he, that guy's probably having a bad day. I kind of feel bad for him because he's having such a bad day that he had to cuss at me, you know. I immediately have to, for my ego, be like, douche!
Well, and isn't that, like, I have done a lot of thinking and stuff about this, but it, don't we see in other people, like, the things we like and dislike about ourselves? So, like, that guy, my example, like, I can be over the top about stuff, like, and I found in my older age, I'm way more literal than I ever was before. I can be loud and boisterous, all those things. Like, I don't like those kind of things about myself. Because everything that I do or everything I say about other people is a projection of me, really.
Is it?
Well, I mean, not everything, but like there are that some, you're example there are some I'm talking about is like, I don't like those characteristics I spoke about that guy or things about me I don't like.
There are things about me that...
Like, how do we relate to other people?
Yeah, you're right. There are things about... Well, we all have... We've experienced them so many times that they upset us or, you know, they're upsetting to us. But there are things that I have never done or will ever do to people that I don't like that other people do. You know what I mean?
Like what?
That, like, for instance, a guy recently, one of my friends that's a bartender, he caught somebody stealing in his bar, had video footage.
Yeah,
this idiot is a known thief. He just steals shit all the time. Air compressors out of people's yards or stereo systems. And, you know, that's not a characteristic of myself that I don't like. I would hate it if I had that characteristic, but definitely hate it in him.
It's not that you have the characteristic, but inside of you is the ability to go steal out of people's yards. Take things, like instead of working for them, just get them that way.
Yeah.
That's in everyone.
It's a thing I would hate about myself if I did.
Say the zombie apocalypse happens. I'm fucking... killing zombies, one, and I'm stealing shit from stores.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean...
out of necessity.
Sure.
Yeah. Is it stealing if the store is no longer, like, in business? Because, like, all the owners have become zombies?
If it's an apocalyptic...
The act of taking...
The act of taking something that's not yours. Sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be... If there's an apocalypse, point, I'll be taking people's wives. I don't know about... I'll be taking a lot more than...
Zombie wives?
Maybe, if I'm feeling frisky.
Well, I've thought this very thoroughly. Like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm moving to Costco. Because it has everything I need.
I thought about that. And there is actually...
How are you going to get in there?
I don't know. I'm going to make it to Costco somehow. It's about 5-6 miles from here.
Isn't...
They've got food forever. They've got beds. They've
Dawn
got
of the
furniture.
Dead.
They've got prescriptions.
They're in a mall.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead, they're in the 70s, they're in a mall.
Yeah.
And they, like, eat the food and try on the clothes and go ice skating.
There's clothes. They literally have a pharmacy there if you get sick.
Oh, and they've got just, like, everything's a weapon. Yeah. It's great. And one woman gets pregnant with a zombie baby.
I don't think I've seen Dawn of the Dead.
Ah, it's so good.
Oh. I thought you were ad-libbing her story, but you're talking about Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Got it.
And speaking of zombie babies... That's what I have in a zombie apocalypse when I'm feeling frisky.
Oh.
A little zombie baby.
Zombies can have babies?
Zombie baby.
So are you saying the woman who was a zombie was pregnant and then had a baby?
Or she was a normal person
and had a zombie baby?
She was a pregnant woman who got bit by a zombie.
And then she had a zombie baby.
Nobody's ever done that in a zombie movie that
they
I
did
know
in the 70s in Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And she had a zombie baby? I'm
pretty sure.
I'll have to watch Dawn of the Dead now.
There's a zombie baby in Z Nation, but it was like a toddler
that
already got bit.
But But it was no, a normal baby when it came out first.
Yeah, it was a normal kid. Yeah, yeah. And that zombie baby fucks some people up.
That's something that somebody does that I don't like in myself. When they turn into zombies and they come after me with their...
And you don't like that about yourself? That no. You have the ability to be a zombie?
No, I hate that about myself. No, I get what you're saying. And we definitely, like, I definitely do see characteristics of other in other people. And even subconsciously be like, you know, look down on somebody else to make my ego bigger or to make myself feel better because of how they're acting or what they're doing. Or, you know, I think it's definitely something that I notice I'm doing, and I try not to.
Yeah.
But I definitely do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, for me, and I may be repeating myself saying this, but when I am at my happiest and everything seems to be going the best is when I am, like, loving and kind, being of service to the best of my ability without an expectation of return, which is not always possible, and not being judgy. Like, not, like, I'm always judging, but, like, when I'm able to not have that be what I do mostly of.
Yeah.
I remember at one point in my recovery life a couple years ago, yelling in with my sponsors about how I felt judged by them. Like, and I was ready to pack it up. And just not do that anymore. Like, not be a part of that group. And the message was, you know, everybody is always judging everyone. Like, you can't escape that.
Well, it's human nature, first of all.
Like to be... And it may... Like, over time, I realized, like, that is me taking it personal. Like, something that's not mine. Like, you know, your judgment of me is not for me.
Yeah. Like, that's yours. It doesn't matter what he thinks of you.
Like, that's your lesson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So me yelling at these guys, I feel judged! That's me. That's for me. Like,
what, you of course. Being like, I don't give a fuck what you think of me, Justin. I'm going to do what I want.
Well, no. I mean, the key, though, is for me to have that lesson and to, and again, I lean heavily on the recovery thing, but it's to be...
Oh, my God. I think the only one that has
is to surrender to the act of surrender to the 12 steps. You know, okay. The best of my ability to do those things. My life is way better. Like, literally, I slide out of bed every morning. My instruction is to, like, pray, pee, weigh myself, send my weight. You know what I mean? Like, and when I do something and it's not my idea, and especially if I don't want to do it, I'm always better off in the end. I always feel better about it later.
I definitely, my biggest anxiety is what people think of me. Oh my God, what do they think? It's to the point where it's a problem. Like, if I, you know, fuck up at work, or if I trip a little bit on the sidewalk, or if I, you know, have pee spots in my boxer shorts because I don't dab it with toilet paper. Like, everything, basically everything I do is my, like, I do it for concern of what people will think of me.
So, and that in itself is my drive. Is all yours.
It can be good.
Like, you're taking everything you do and you're looking at it through the filter of what you think other people think.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And I think part of this is because, you know, it's who I am, but it, you know, it has its perks too. Like, it's why I have the job that I have, because of my empathy and me feeling like, you know, I kind of get how people see different things that I say, or how something that I say will affect somebody else based on who they are. Like, it gets pretty fucking deep. But I constantly am just so in tune to that all the time that it can be mad anxiety sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's it definitely makes me who I am. I don't know if I would change that about me, but it would definitely be less stressful.
Well, I think the, like you spoke about it affecting what you do, like if it's negative, like if you don't do something because you think people will think something a certain way, even though you want to do it, that's not good. I mean, I'm sure there's pros and cons to it, but I don't see, like for me, like to spend time looking, like doing things based off of how I think other people will think about it.
It's also a maybe a control thing for me. I'm not a controlling person, but I want to be in control of how other people perceive me, how other people see me, and how what I say will make them, you know, feel a certain way. Or Christina's deep into this. Are you going to take a little nap?
I'm so tired.
Oh, God.
I'm also, like, thinking how I wish I thought about that more.
Yeah.
Like, I am a very, one of my biggest flaws, especially at work, is even though I'm 150% capable of everything that I do, I could do my job blindfolded because I've been doing it for so long. I have a tendency to overreact initially. And sometimes I, like, say things like, oh, my God, or oh my God, I'm so behind, or blah, 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 blah. And the truth is, I've so got this. And I wish I would, like, refrain from what I say so that people don't, like, have that perception of I'm, like, flippant or buried or, you know what I mean? Like, I think we as a society have a tendency to say things too much.
I would like to challenge you guys, and I've done this before.
I try.
Is challenge you to to find out what others think of you.
Yeah.
Like, in certain ways. And I'm flailing on an example, but what I know to be true is that my perception of how I think people think of me is never correct. Never.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious there's people that don't like me. I get that, and they think whatever they think. Like, it's obvious they don't like me. So that is what I know to be true. They don't like me. I don't go into it anymore. But, like, there's certain circumstances where you can ask somebody, like you, for example. I feel close to you. Like, if something, like, I've asked you, like, when I was freaking out when you didn't answer me about whatever. I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that? Those
t-shirts and the bags. Yeah, the
selling swag. Yeah. And you hadn't answered. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, he's so fucking pissed off now. Yeah. Like, that's what I thought, right? And you're like, oh, shit, my fucking phone was...
Spacey, yeah.
I fell in the couch, and I fell asleep, and I didn't get it till the next day. I was fucking worked up. I thought for sure you were fucking pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the truth was, you weren't. You were like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing for you.
But we've talked about this, too, what people really think. So then there's those people that have a tendency to be excessively judgy about things because it's really something they have a problem with themselves about.
Yeah.
Like
they're telling you the story about how they feel.
Yeah.
Pushing it onto you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, this, this, and this. I'm like, well,
when you do this, you act like this and that and that. And that's like, about them.
And it's about them.
So, me changing how I, or rephrasing stuff or acting in a certain way or even my body language to make people think I'm a version of myself that I want them to see. You know what I mean? I hear people do that on the daily basis when, and they'll say it out loud. And you'll hear, now that I say this, you're going to hear people do it all the time. I'm so scatterbrained. I'm really funny. That was fun. You know, what I just said was funny. They're painting a picture that they want the other person they're talking to see.
Yeah,
like see about them.
Yeah, this is the mask I wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so silly like that. I always do that.
I always fart.
Yeah.
Like talking about them and like.
I'm a farter. I'm one of those type of people. or here's
I'm not a Brady farter.
Here's a huge one. And it's weird that people would want other people.
I love it when you say that.
Here's a huge one. Here's a gigantic one. This one's girthy. So whenever somebody says that they have OCD, people brag about it. Oh, yeah, I put those like that on purpose. I've got OCD. Like, oh, okay. Do you want me to believe that you have OCD? Do you want me to think that? Have you got a diagnosis?
Is that part of you living the dream?
Is that the dream you're living?
Look at my hands. They're covered with sores because I wash them so much.
I'm silly like that. I've got OCD.
Yeah. I have scabby hands because I have OCD.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny.
So, what about, like, have we even talked about the toilet yet?
What about the toilet? Like, we started with the can, didn't we? Like, wasn't it the very beginning of this podcast? Cans?
The toilet that I was just talking about?
You mean buttholes?
What about the toilet? The issue that I have with toilets?
I think he's just saying we have
no. You have an issue with toilets?
The issue that we take like a beautiful clean water that some countries don't even have, and we're like, put it in a bowl, fuck it, I'll piss on it. Let me pee on that clean water.
Yeah, but do you want to pee in other people's dirty water?
I'm saying there's got to be a better way. Yeah. Than,
so
like,
from back aqueducts. Yeah, like Roman times.
Well, that used to go into the river.
Aztecs. Who started water running through shit?
Yeah.
It moved stuff away from you.
Yeah, downstream for other people to drink.
Yeah.
And now we're just
No, I'm
like,
talking about man-made aqueducts.
Yeah.
Not rivers.
Yeah, but the aqueducts ended up in like a river.
It's going
eventually.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Your but poop's fuck going those somewhere. People.
Someone else
They don't
problem.
Live here.
And now, I don't know if anybody outside of or anywhere near Salem, Oregon, is listening to this, but I'd say about a good 4 or 5 times a year in the news, in the Oregonian or whatever newspaper we're reading, there's like, oopsie daisies, the city of Salem dumped out.
It rained a bunch, and a bunch of sewage just went into Willamette.
And I'm not talking about like a ton of
300,000 gallons.
Yeah, like 5 million gallons of raw, like, poopy water, like raw turd sewage, got dumped into the river, the Willamette River. And they're like, maybe don't paddleboard in the river for a couple of weeks.
You're going to have to wipe off your paddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wash the fish you catch. Extra good.
Exactly.
So check this out.
Some brown trout.
I don't think my buddy Chris will be mad that I took this from him, but the other day he says, I've never thought about this. I said, thought about what? He goes, like the ocean and all the layers of the ocean, the depth of the ocean, like fish are in all the layers and fish are pooping. And where does the poop go?
Well, it goes down to the sediment.
Yeah. But imagine you're a fish on the bottom and how much poop is down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, imagine being a catfish on the bottom of the river.
And you're like, and the fish that we treasure, halibut, cod, lives at the bottom.
Oh, man, we love poop fish.
And you are vibing me about peeing in my bathwater?
A halibut you are not, sir.
Oh, I'm better than a halibut.
A halibut you are not, sir. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
I can't.
But look how soft your skin is.
My skin is so soft.
It is super soft.
It's the fatty content in my urine. It's like lotion.
You can bottle it up. Sell it.
I know.
Start saving your pee-pee, baby.
So, remember, J2K Podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter at J2K Podcast. We are available at j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
Hashtag J2K. Hashtag totes dope AF.
Hashtag sit while you pee.
Hashtag Dr. Jeff's body water.
Hashtag sit or stand.
Oh my God. You guys are killing me.
Buy some of Dr. Jeff's body water. Makes your skin soft.
Well, Christine, what did we learn tonight?
What did we learn tonight?
Pee water is good for your skin.
uric acid and water together can soften your skin. Good one. What else did we learn?
Don't eat poopy fish.
That's not, we didn't learn that.
Oh no. I'll fry up some catfish right now. No,
we're going to eat the fish, but it's, they are under huge amounts of poop pressure.
Yeah. But as long as it's fish poop, fishy poop. I don't want to eat a human turd eating fish.
Don't swim in the Atlantic.
Guess where the water goes? All the water in the world goes to the ocean. I think we also learned that we can change words around to sound like different stuff, like Rossitarians.
Yeah.
Chicken smoking mofos.
We learned that...
living the dream.
That people build a version of themselves that they want you to see.
Right?
Yeah.
Through their filter.
Yep.
We ego box people.
Yep.
That Jeff is very gassy tonight.
Well, the loudest fart of the night award goes to Justin.
But no one would actually know that. Jeff's actually trying to paint a picture of himself that he's not the loudest.
He's trying to paint a picture with his farts. It's going. It's like airbrushing.
No. Justin is quality. Jeff is quantity. Because you like podcast, we like podcast at J2K.